Other business from council. Now is the time provided on our agenda to give feedback to city manager with regard to our fiscal budget for 2018 and 2019. Councilor Cuddy.
Thank you, Councilor Carvajal. I would like to start off with my statements regarding the various proposed budgets from department heads. And first, in civil service, I know that it was on their wish list and not part of their official budget, but they did make a compelling case for the updating the software. And I would like that to be considered to be put back into the, or put into the budget, into their budget. Secondly, I know that in engineering, the engineering department, Mr. Lupien had mentioned two positions, one going from part-time to full-time, and then there was this, the best way I could describe it is a quasi-municipal utilities engineering position. I believe that the position going from part-time to full-time is warranted just to stay in that budget, but I do not think that the that second position should be created or added. And for the municipal utilities, going to municipal utilities, I know that Councilor Giannettino asked for the break-even point for the census software, but if we can offer this service to the people of Auburn to be able to, in real time, see their water usage, if we can afford that, I'd like to see that also stay in the budget. And that's all I have for at this point.
Anyone else?
Well, I don't
Councilor
have
McCormick.
Everything, because I wanted to meet with the city manager. There's a couple of things that we'll see where they go. Well, first, we haven't heard about the reassessment yet. We don't know the final on that. So that's going to be important. Public Works has Schwartz Towers under their budget, and I know we've checked on it before, but I was wondering if it would be possible for either Corporation Council to look into that again. It's our lifetime contract. It's a contract. It's over $800 a month for the lease, and I think it's till 2022,
I think.
Or 22.
It was drafted before me. I'm happy to review it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, just to see if there's new people over there that will just be more flexible, or look into seeing if we could sublet it to someone so we don't have to pay, we, city. And for Casey Park, it's great that we got money coming in to help do some of the things that need to be done there. Civil service, your suggestion about the software, I think they could apply for a grant, and that's what I'd rather see them do. It would be a better idea, but there's grants for records management, and that would be a perfect, really needed one. So one of those could work out pretty good. And as far as the positions go, definitely I support the position in the municipal utilities that Mr. Jensen talked about. I know that's definitely a need. And as far as the other goes, I'm okay with that. The one you were talking about for engineering, I see just to the full-timer, the part-timer to the full-timer. That way you can have both, because I don't think we can afford to give everybody everything. Hopefully this will not happen, but we might have to anticipate legal expenses above and beyond what we normally have, and I hope we don't, but I've been reading some things in the paper, and hopefully that the taxpayers of Auburn are not going to be going down that road again, having to pay for legal services to do something in the downtown area that we've been trying to do for 10 years. I wanted to bring that up during the budget because it affects the budget. And I'm sure Jenny remembers how much we spent on legal fees.
I don't remember the exact number, but we could get it.
It was a lot. It was too bad. But other than that, I'm going to wait. I would like to meet with the city manager just to get some of his thoughts first.
Okay.
Councilor Gentino?
I'd like to start by recognizing that budget season is a stressful time for everyone every year. It's constantly do more with less. We're no different than any other municipality across the state. And I just want to recognize that. And I know this year is an especially stressful time losing our comptroller. I'd like to acknowledge Mr. Goth here for stepping up and helping out and being here to answer any questions that we have. I also want to be cognizant of the fact that, department heads work really hard to put their budgets together. They're tasked with providing services, essential services to the people of Auburn. And, now is our turn to give our feedback. And it's, I guess, an uncomfortable thing sometimes to go through people's budgets and start picking out things, but that's part of the process. And I want to acknowledge that I'm cognizant of that our department heads are professional people that are tasked with a job to do, and it's difficult to stay within these constraints sometimes. And, I think people don't realize that the cost of business goes up for everyone, including municipalities. That being said, I think that, this is an essential part of the process. And here's some of the feedback that I have. I guess to touch on a couple of things that my colleagues already mentioned, the civil service software, that isn't something I'm in favor of exploring. I'm wondering if we could get some type of concrete estimate before we commit to something. I do agree that, maybe if there's some grant funding out there that we could apply for, that would be a good avenue for it. I'm really interested in seeing what the ongoing yearly support fees are, because that's always something with software. There's always those reoccurring fees. So what is the reoccurring cost? And included in those costs, what are the not only the maintenance but the upgrades? Does it include upgrades and things of that nature? I don't want to find out 3 years from now that we've got to upgrade everything and that's not included in those fees. In terms of engineering, I would agree with Councilor Cuddy. I do support making the part-time position full-time. I'd like to reconsider adding that second position at this time. I don't know that I support that. Municipal utilities, I do support adding the technical director of municipal utilities. As we hear almost week in and week out, based on the scope of current and future projects, coupled with the fact that the state and federal government are committing a significant amount of funding to water infrastructure, I believe that it is prudent and imperative to add this position. We need to make every effort that we can to secure every dollar that we can. We're an old city, and if the money's there, we need to take advantage of it. And if we're going to do that, we have to have proper staffing for that. It was proposed to add an additional labor in municipal utilities as well. I'm not opposed to that. I guess I would just like a more in-depth job description of what that person's going to do. I know that part of that was repairing and painting fire hydrants throughout the city, just like a broader description of the additional duties and responsibilities. I do support the water portal software. It was mentioned last week it cost $25,000, but when we had the presentation, I think it was over $50,000. Am I remembering incorrectly? Okay. And again, I just want to see what that break-even point is. I want to make it where people in the city of Auburn are going to sign up for it, and it's still reasonable for them to sign up and use it, and hopefully cover our costs there. In the DPW budget, it was proposed to add an additional laborer at the parking garage. That's something that I'd like to reevaluate. And correct me if I'm wrong, but in evaluating current staffing, I believe we have one full-time position at City Hall, three part-time positions at City Hall, and one full-time position at the parking garage already. I'm just wondering, you know, if you look at what's going on here, you have City Hall, the parking garage, and the Equal Rights Heritage Center. I view it as kind of a campus, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if you know, if we reevaluate where the current resources are and what their job duties are, if we can possibly cover the parking garage with those positions. You know, I know that some resources were diverted to Clifford Park over the winter, and rightfully so. You know, it's a project that had to get done, but that's a one-time project, so hopefully that'll free up some time from the staff that already exists. And then Ms. Haynes, you mentioned using those, if we add the two laborers, you know, if there's available hours there, maybe that's mm-hmm. something that they could contribute to as well. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to reevaluate that. In regards to the laborers, the two part-time laborers for the neighborhood beautification, that is something that on the surface I am in favor of. I think it's something that's needed. I think we need to take a better, I don't want to say better, a more in-depth look at it. I have a couple questions regarding equipment. You know, have we gone to DPW and looked at Hoops and Clifford and DPW garage to see what we already have for equipment, Casey Park, Falcon Park? You know, do we need to go out and buy all new equipment, or is there available equipment within our current inventory? And maybe that could save us some upfront costs there. I mentioned last week that I'd like to look at what the current charges are when we issue a citation and send the private contractor. You know, I don't want to make it to a point where it's affordable for somebody to have the city come maintain their property, but I also don't want to make it where, you know, it's unreasonable either. Maybe we could do a tiered system. And I also think that however we do it, if we can cover the cost of the two laborers, we should, because I don't think the other taxpayers in the city should be subsidizing these property costs. So if we could just get an analysis of those costs. I know that this was left out of the code enforcement budget, but there was discussion last week about vehicles for code enforcement. Mm-hmm. I know that Chief Butler and Assistant Chief Anthony and their vehicle replacement policy that they recently instituted, it's hopefully going to turn over vehicles at a quicker rate. They still have a lifespan on them. I understand everything you're saying about, you know, having a vehicle that's in the shop all the time, and we're sinking all this money into repairs. But if this program's kicking in, you know, I'd like to see if we see the benefits of that before. So I understand what you're saying, but I'm just thinking that hopefully we can take care of it from that avenue. I know Councilor Carbajal was in favor of adding funding for interns. I think interns are a very valuable asset, and there was discussion that we could use CDBG funding to pay for them.
For the one in planning, because
Yes. Yep. My only question on that is if we do add that back in, will that take away from the administrative cost of CDBG that we currently use to fund the two positions? And
we're well under the administrative cap.
Okay.
We're allowed to spend up to 20% of the entitlement. We never come close to
okay.
that.
Right.
Maybe we get two interns.
Yeah, and the challenge there is making sure that 100% of the time is spent on CDBG-related issues. I mean, we're going to have a lot that needs to be done this summer,
sure.
So I think we can for sure keep her busy. Yeah, we can take a look at all of that.
Just making sure I didn't miss anything. In the police department's budget, it was mentioned that funding for vest replacements had to be removed. I'd like to see if we could some way work that back in. I think it's important. It's not only a safety issue, it's a matter of life and death. And just some general things. Some things I noticed in the budget, some things trending upward. One of them was the cost of dental insurance.
Which insurance?
Dental insurance.
Dental?
Yeah, so if we could just get an analysis of that. I'd also like to see a comparison of where we are in overall insurance costs. I know that through our move to the consortium and through our collective bargaining agreements that those costs are down. I'd just like to see where we are with that. If we could get an explanation, there were transfers to other funds in the amount of $460,000. If we could just get a detailed explanation of what those transfers are covering.
What was the amount again? I'm sorry.
$460,000. It was A9812 line.
What was the account again? I'm sorry.
A9812. And I can email this.
A9812.
To you and the city manager as well. And, you know, if we're, and we're looking at a potential tax increase, that's what was presented to us. I know that, you know, this is the point in time where we start working on and seeing what we can do. I'd like, if possible, to see a breakdown of each department budget for expenditures over $500. And I know that in talking to a couple department heads last week, that's something that's presented to the city manager.
We had to prepare our budgets that way.
Yeah, yes. So if we could just see those, I'd appreciate
sure.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last question I have, and it's a general thing, is basically how are we tracking for this year?
I'm Councilor Cuddy.
Just so that I just wanted to, you know, go back and support a few things. Obviously, Councilor Giantino's requests will be taken seriously. I know that we're not voting on anything, but I just wanted to add support to some specific things that both Councilor McCormick and Councilor Giannettino did, just to, you know, for Councilor McCormick, I agree if there are grants out there, maybe that could be utilized first. But I do want to see, you know, if there are inefficiencies that could be remedied if we could. So, but obviously,
I understand what Councilor Giantino said. Kind of look into it.
Yeah. So I agree with that. I do want to give a wholehearted second to the technical director that Councilor McCormick and Councilor Giantino are. Or third for municipal utilities I want to make sure that is a priority and the intern I know that a couple departments are asking for interns. I know that the CD for planning but I know that there are I believe it was clerk's office
mm-hmm.
also.
Yep.
So I definitely want to see that stay in the budget or be in the budget. And that's my follow-up.
Thank you. So I'm going to add a few things. Certainly I did discuss that I felt that interns were a good investment always, and they're inexpensive, and they add a lot of value. For our organization, so I want to repeat that. There was a $20,000 public art funding that had been removed. I would like to see that back. I think that we have all of our, we place priorities all the time on our public art, on our public memorials, our public statues, but we don't follow it up with the money needed to support it. So I would like to see that line item come back. And in the bigger scheme of things, it's not that much compared to the quality of life that it adds. Of course, it's hard to quantify quality of life, but I do sense that helps. I think that the civil service software needs to be committed to regardless of whether or not there's grant funding, because it is an upgrade that's needed, and it is the cost of doing business. It would be great if we can find support for it through grant funding, but in the meantime, I think that we need to support it through the budget, and if we can come in under that budget because of grant funding, I think that that would be important. Again, I would like exact numbers with regard to the tax cap calculation, and if we could have that so that announced here as we go through, if it's changing every week because of our changing circumstances, I think that we should announce it every time we have this discussion, just so that the general public has an understanding of what our tax cap is. I'm supportive of the software for the user portal for water, and also I would like to the police vests are also important to me that were brought up by Councillor Gentino. Try to be a little.
Jimmy's easier.
Try to be a little bit more formal. I could change everybody to senator tonight if you want. And that's what I have now. I too want to speak to City Manager Dygert when he returns about a few things and see what we can do.
Can I add to your
absolutely
the tax formula and all that? I think Jeff wrote this down. We would like to have somebody to come and talk to us about how this is done, assessments, and how it works, and that stuff that's not easy to understand.
I believe he had chosen a date to do that. I know he's planning on doing that, I believe, in early May, but we'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, I think it's hard to understand the difference between a tax increase and a tax levy increase and the tax cap. You know, it's touted as a 2% tax cap, but that's not a true 2%. It's calculated through a lot of different variables, and so for the general public to understand that better, and for us to understand it better, quite frankly, I still find little new things to understand about how that's calculated every time I get a presentation. So, and it hasn't been just here; it's been my time on the school board as well, and how that affects it. Is there anything that anyone else would like to add with regard to input with regard to the budget, the 2018-2019 budget? Is there other business from the council?
Real quick, there's been some discussion, informal discussion, regarding this year's DRI. And I know the city manager informally just kind of asked, you know, where we're at with it and where we want to go with it. I just like to start the conversation real quick, if we could. You know, I think in the first two rounds of the DRI, we submitted great applications, even though we weren't successful in securing the DRI funding. And you can look through and see so many components of our plans that did receive funding through other channels. Equal Rights Cultural Heritage Center, Shines Theater, Prison City Brewing, the new expansion at APT, the relocation of Centro Bus down to Dill Street. So we were able to receive funding, and I think it's because, you know, we were able to put together really good plans for the DRI. And even though we didn't win, they caught the attention of the state. Other projects are moving forward despite us not winning the DRI. Good Shepherd's just relocated to their new location, and work is about to begin on the rest of the Nolan's block. You know, the other thing that the process does is I think it gets us all around the table, not only people at the city, but developers in the city of Auburn that have projects, our members of our historic and cultural sites, and it really gets us all talking and brainstorming, which I think is a very valuable thing. You know, I know it takes significant staff time to put these projects together, and I know that the last 2 years have been extremely stressful, and that people's, you know, holiday weekends have been ruined, I guess, because they've been working, right, putting these plans together. So, you know, I'm looking at what we have, and I think that I think it's a good foundation from last year. I'd like to see if we could reach out to some of the projects that were included that didn't get funded to see if they're still interested. Kyle Croft in the Nolan's block to see if there's anything that, you know, they want to put together. There was the Rudolph Building restoration, the East Hill Park community, and then the Culinary Center from Cuyahoga Community College downtown, just to see if there's any interest from them to resubmit this year. I think we should keep the East Hill streetscape. That's an area of the city that we don't often get funding for in terms of roads and things like that. There was inclusion of an enhanced tourist services component to complement the opening of the Equal Rights Cultural Heritage Center. That's something we hear from our site leaders at the Historic and Cultural Sites Commission meetings, that it's very difficult to get people that are visiting Syracuse to Auburn to visit these sites, and that would be a valuable component. We included an arts district last year. Part of the thinking behind that was to extend our downtown area informally to the Schweinfurth and the Cuyahoga Museum and the Case Research Lab and the Carriage House Theater, because they are not part of the bid, but they're right on the outlying portion of the bid, and to extend it down to the Parker Street Tubman properties. I mean, if you look at all these sites, they're within walking distance. Mm-hmm. You know, the new visitor center allows this opportunity for people to come park their car in the parking garage and really walk all of these sites. And if we can make it more enticing for people to do that, I think that's a component that we should consider adding to or keeping in the DRI. And then just some ideas I have to add. State Street Park, 1-7 State Street. Riverfront Farmers Market, something that we've been talking about. I'd like to see if we could possibly talk about extending the Riverfront Trail west to city-owned property at the old Dunham-McCarthy site. It's a site that's ripe for development. There's also other vacant properties there, the old Napa Auto Parts. If we could, you know, connect that to downtown some way, I think it would be a valuable asset. And don't laugh at me here, but I think we should explore parking platforms behind City Hall into the Wegmans parking lot, right, a second level of parking. I know that Wegmans is always struggling for parking, and maybe even possibly on Dill Street. So those are just some ideas that I have. I know the manager was asking. I know that Ms. Selvick, I actually saw her in the hall the other day, and she was asking my thoughts. So I just wanted to start that conversation because it's going to be here before we know it.
I agree. I think that it's important to have this discussion. Whether or not we get the grant, it is a wonderful visioning project for our community, and it brings in key stakeholders into the conversation. It brings in business owners as well as elected officials as well as city staff. And I think that each time we did it, it did create a vision for what could happen. And it did happen. Lots of this stuff happened in spite of winning or being granted the DRI. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that, you know, following both yours and Councilor Giannantino's statement, a lot of hard work went into the first two versions of the DRI. And what we have now is a really good base for this one. I believe, you know, what Councilor Giannantino was suggesting, recognizing the base is still valid and still desperately needed, and then adding some of his suggestions would help us create a very compelling application. So I'm definitely in support of that.
Without a lot of extra labor.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much hours went into the first, and I think, like, what can be added is definitely, you know, because, you know, in previous years, the announcement would come, and, and our staff did an amazing job rallying the troops, and so, you know, all of that labor is still, like, active in the current state of the DRI, so... So I think we can come up with something that I guess foregrounds what we've already what we've already done.